lines.
You know what? I don't like you today, Tiffany.
Let's go to the lines.
We got Sarah. Let's go to Sarah in Cleveland, Georgia. Good morning.
Guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Okay, so I'm a season ticket holder. This was my thing with my dad when we were younger. We had tickets at the Georgia Dome when Michael Vick was the quarterback every season. So this has been a lifelong thing for me. This is the first year I've had tickets. I've been to nearly every home game, and as you guys know, we don't do too great at home. So that's one of the biggest threats to me is how are we going to play, because we look great when I'm watching on Fox at home. But when we get in the bins and I'm there screaming, you know, it seems like for some reason we can't get it going.
That's a good call.
Just for whatever reason.
Yeah, good call.
I appreciate the call.
I will say this. The last home game the Falcons played in the bins, was that two weeks ago? That they were just sleepwalking through?
Yeah, two weeks ago.
I'm starting to lose track of it right now.
Last week was on the road.
Yeah. So the whole stadium sleptwalked through that entire game, right? And I think the Falcons felt – I will be curious, first of all, what the percentages are. And I talked about this on the post game a little bit. Cowboys fans as opposed to Falcons fans. If you're a Falcons fan and you have tickets, rise up, literally. Get in that stadium, get there early.
That's what worries me. It's going to be full of Cowboys fans.
Well, that's always the concern, right? So don't get rid of your tickets or whatever. Make sure we're packing that thing out because hopefully we can get a big dub at home. And the second thing is that, you know, you got to come to play as well. We got to get some fireworks going early, and hopefully that's on our side of things. We can get it going. So there's a couple of different things, but I think Sarah brings up a good point. Why seem to play so much better on the road at this point than we do at home? I can't figure that out.
Well, it's not a bad thing that you play well on the road.
It's not really sustainable, though.
It's really not. I don't think it is, but I also think, you know, you've only played three road games, and you've played, five home games, and you're 2-3 in those. I wonder if that's some of it, that the sample size right now.
Sure.
I think maybe when it – the problem, and to her point, the problem that you have is you now have to do on the road what you – what was the old saying? Is you win all your home games and you go .500 on the road, yep, and you're a playoff team.
That's Mike Smith.
You're almost at the point now where you have to win all your road games and split on at home.
So true.
And
so true.
That's not an easy thing to do.
No.
I'll tell you that you look at the schedule and your toughest road game left would be Minnesota and Washington.
I was going to say, those are two pretty tough ones.
Followed in third place, a close third, would be Denver. Because I think New Orleans is a hard place to play, but if you look at the team, it's not as hard of a team. However, it is a rivalry game. So this is Sarah's right. This is a crucial home game.
Isn't it funny that before the season we looked at those three and thought, oh, three rookie quarterbacks. No, those aren't going to be an issue. That's not good.
Let's go back to the lines. We got Menti in his 18-wheeler.
There he is. What up?
Yes, yes, everyone. How is everything? It is so nice to talk to you guys again. I've been listening, but because of work from time to time, I just couldn't call.
Yeah, work
I would
happens.
Just like to take this moment out to congratulate Bo and his wife on their expecting.
Nice
work. I appreciate you, sir.
Nice work.
Yes, sir. I hope and pray you have a little girl with your disposition. I think that would be so perfect in the universe. If you just got that right there, Bo, I think your world and the rest of us would have something very, very polite to see.
Don't you put that hate on me.
Yes.
Also, I remember, you know, sometimes your daddy had these old box Lincolns, and he'll go out from time to time. He'd come back and he'd be branches in the grill. And a couple of times, you know, he might have a little fur or some blood on the bumper. He's like, Daddy, what happened? Like, I don't know. I don't know nothing. And then you look at the dash cam, you find out your daddy done rode over a deer or something like that. Dallas Cowboys will not get another championship in Jerry Jones' life.
Oh.
Because he has nobody around him to say, daddy, I need to take your keys from you because
oh, yes. All right, okay. I see where you're going.
As brilliant as a businessman as Jerry Jones is, he is equally as terrible a general manager. And if it's not obvious to the rest of Cowboys Nation and everybody standing around him, I just look and laugh at them every week, Dallas Cowboys fans, as they have that blank stare on their face.
They
like,
do. It's,
nobody saw this coming.
It's rough.
It
can be rough.
I can't 100% agree with that. He has drafted a lot of really, really, really good players. The problem for me will always be who he puts at the head of the organization as the head coach.
Bad.
And
it's
he
been bad.
Because the one thing Jerry does, I know we got to get the break because we got Jeff Howell coming up from The Athletic. But the one thing that Jerry does is put a guy in that he thinks he can control. He refuses to not. And all that came from what happened with Jimmy Johnson. The one time he did was with Bill, and they were rebuilding then.